I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. A new scorecard ranks Connecticut as the sixth most energy-efficient state in the nation. A lot of that has to do with Connecticut's historic lack of traditional energy resources. Look around Connecticut. We don't frack here, there aren't underground oil deposits, and solar energy is just now starting to get popular. All that means when it comes to managing energy that's often produced out of state, nutmeggers have historically been pretty thrifty.
Energy efficiency is about doing the same amount of work with less energy.
Bill Dornbos directs the Acadia Center in Connecticut, a nonprofit helping to design energy efficiency plans for the state DEP.
But if you kind of think of it another way, it's also about preventing energy waste, which is costly, right? People needlessly paying for more energy than they need to buy to power their homes is a drag on the economy.
The new scorecard was released by the ACEEE, a nonprofit energy efficiency research group. It tries to look at how well states are preventing that costly energy waste. Connecticut ranks sixth on the scorecard, and Dornbos says it's impressive the state has maintained its high rank.
In each of these scoring categories, whether it's transportation or utility energy efficiency programs or building energy codes, Connecticut's turning in very solid policy efforts.
Still, he says the state could do more. He wants Connecticut to adopt updated, more modern energy efficiency building codes, and he wants the state to push more combined heat and power, encouraging more industrial buildings to generate their electricity on site and use the waste heat from that to warm up their buildings. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.